This is a dictation for Miss Faye Carter. F-A-Y-C-A-R-T-E-R. Faye Carter, date of birth 9/22/58, date of accident 5/13/2022, and date of service is 5/26/2022. History of presenting illness. Chief complaints are severe pain in the head, neck, and the lower back and both shoulders, and also the left hand. History of automobile accident. Ms. Faye Carter alleges that she is a victim of an automobile accident which occurred on 5/13/2022 around 1 p.m. And the accident history is as follows. Faye Carter was traveling as a restrained driver on 5/13/2022 at around 1 p.m. in a Ford Edge 2010 in Westland City on Wayne Road and Joy Road where this accident happened. She was traveling on Wayne Road northbound on a right lane when another car came over, one lane over, and hit them on a T-bone fashion on the driver's side. The car subsequently hit the curb and also bushes nearby and a steel railing. And the car was not severely damaged. The front door is damaged completely. Fender is damaged. Tire is damaged on the front, but there is no glass breakage. No windshield or window glasses are broken. She reportedly jarred her head into the headrest and the neck whiplash. And there was no loss of consciousness. The patient was restrained at the time of accident. Airbag did not deploy. It was a hit and run accident, and the police did not arrive. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. Patient went to their own primary care physician after the accident. The pain is history of presenting illness. Patient is suffering from moderately severe pain in the neck around 6. Lower back pain is around 6 and 7. And pain in both the shoulders around 6 and 7. And pain in the left hand and fingers. And headaches are reported to be 6 in the frontal and occipital regions. All of these pains are continuous and are described as stabbing, sharp, cramping, aching. The highest intensity of the pain is 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are reported affected as 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. In modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by standing, lying down, walking, driving, and bending, and improved by nothing. She reports that left arm was experiencing a lot of numbness, tingling, pins and needles for the first 2 days of the accident, but that has now gone away, and also there is no muscle weakness or bladder bowel incontinence. Additionally, patient has effect on the sleep, but denies any issue with the homicidal thought, suicidal thought, anxiety, depression, mood, self-worth, concentration, or any issue with the panic, and no subtle anesthesia is reported, no weakness, lightheadedness, tingling, lethargy is affected. She can walk up to half a block to one block without pain, and she can sit and stand for 20 minutes and sleep for 8 hours without any issue. The ADLs that she has checked are all less than 50% affected. In the history of the TBI, patient has reported no symptom of TBI, denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or confusion, disorientation. None of them are present. No vision problems are present, like no spots in the vision, no loss of vision field or blurred vision. The patient is has no incontinence of the urine bowel. There is no lack of focus or lack of concentration. However, the patient is scared of the event and she may have some PTSD. The headaches are constant and moderate but not sensitive to the light or noise and not associated with any nausea, vomiting, or seizures. Physical examination. The vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure is 177/100, pulse is 63, pulse ox 99, respiratory rate is 18, the temperature is 98.5, height 5'11", weight is 2'11". A 63-year-old African-American female of a average build and nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, anemia. She's sitting comfortably with no distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases, and doesn't appear to be severely anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. The rest of the physical examination from the template. Including normal neurological examination, normal musculature examination. In the musculoskeletal examination on inspection, there is a complete spine has a normal curvature and alignment with no scars are noticed. And palpation reveals no scoliosis, kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, and no pelvic tilt is noticed. In the spine tenderness, there is a tenderness of L3, 4, 5 and bilateral sacroiliac joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present from L1 to L5 bilaterally with 2 plus hypertonicity. In the range of motion cervical spine, forward flexion is 40 extension. 40 bilateral side flexion is 40 and rotation is 35. In lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Hyperextension was slightly painful, excess pain exists. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lerman test is positive, distraction test is positive, Soto-Hall test negative, myelopathy signs are absent. In thoracic spine, the Roos test is negative, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, the Prudence Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees bilaterally. Collateral, contralateral leg rest test is positive. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is positive. WC test is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are slightly tender. Tending flexion test is positive. Ely compression test positive. Distraction test positive. Faber test is positive bilaterally. Constant test is positive bilaterally. Extremities examination, except for the both shoulders and the left wrist and hand, all the other extremities, joints and all the other extremities are found to be completely normal. Warm touch, well perfused, motor power 5x5, reflexes are normal, and there is no tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. Range of motion of all joints is normal, quick test is negative, no leg length disturbance is noticed. The gait is normal and patient is not using any cane. The examination of the both shoulders show as follows. On inspection, both the shoulders appear to be completely normal with no dislocation, and on palpation there are no tender points except in the rotator cuffs bilaterally, and muscle strength is 4x5. The patient is able to raise her arm up to 160 degrees, and beyond which there is a severe pain in the rotator cuff and anterior part of the shoulder. In the special test, Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive bilaterally, along with anti-Bierkant test, the speed test, near test, and anterior posterior apprehension test are positive. The drop arm test was negative. Following things are missed in the history. Please mention that in the history of test, patient did go for an MRI, neck strain, and neck sprain. In the past treatment, patient has reported that she went to the ER of Garden City. She drove herself, and she was there for 4 hours. A CT scan of the neck and the head was found to be negative. After that, she saw her primary care physician who provided Madrol, and that just ended. In the system review, patient report that she is suffering from bronchitis and respiratory disease, high blood pressure and heart disease, and no other problem except arthritis in musculoskeleton. Our surgical history is positive for hysterectomy and gallbladder. Allergy is none. Diagnosis? General V8 9.2 XXC, ENS R51 G44.329, F43.20, NERD M79.2, muscles M60.9, M62.838, ligaments M54.0. In the pain in both shoulders, M25.511, M25.512. And pain in the left hand, M79.642, G56.02. Cervical spine, M54.2, M50.20, M54.12, S13.4XXA. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.2, 754.16, M54.42. In the sacroiliac spine, M46.6, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan for fake artery is as follows. The physical therapy has been ordered 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, shoulder, especially the left, but bilateral shoulders and hip pain on the left side, as well as the spasm of the trapezius muscle and the paraspinal muscles and both sacroiliac joints. With traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, patient has been advised about home exercises as well. The disability has been signed for work disability, housework replacement, and transportation, so that she doesn't lift anyway. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications are as follows. Patient is provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily with for pain relief and anti-inflammatory effect. Tizanidine 4 mg twice daily for help with the muscle relaxation to help heal up the spasm. Duloxetine 30 mg twice a day for pain in the left arm. Tramadol ER is a narcotic medication, 100 mg once at night for pain relief and help improve the life functions. Lunesta 1 mg at night for help with the sleep. Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch are provided for help with the topical pain relief. Pyrazine 1 to 2 every 6 hours, 60 tablets are provided for relief of headaches. 2 refills have been provided. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. With fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRIs and other imaging records. No records have been sent to us. We are going to order release the records from the Garden City Hospital ER. Interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Provision of attended care and case worker, none is warranted right now. Past medical records are being ordered released from Garden City. Investigations, no investigation is being ordered at this time. They are going to wait for 3 months for physical therapy results and then decide about the MRI, DMEs. Patient is being ordered DMEs, neck brace, lower back brace, tension unit. Follow-up visit will be in 15 days and personal support, yes. Thank you.